The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
WWE Developmental NXT.
Hello and welcome to the Wrestling to the Max WWE NXT review for April 5th, 2017. I love how I keep looking at the date for this and I'm like, that's not the right one. I'll try not to say that one. With me, of course, Mr. Gary Vaughn.
What is up?
And Mr. Paul Leeser.
Heyo!
So, this one will probably be a shorter NXT review than normal because half of this NXT show is talking about TakeOver, which we already talked about. So, you can listen to our TakeOver review if you subscribe to Wrestling to the Max on iTunes or YouTube or Stitcher or wherever it is you want to listen to podcasts. You can catch all the other stuff there too. You know, WrestleMania review, Raw review, all that's there. But, let's talk about this NXT, shall we? There was some matches on this NXT. We got some more. I think it was Peyton Royce. Was it the women's match or was the tag match that was first? I can't remember right now.
Ladies are up first.
Okay, so you had Peyton Royce and Aaliyah. And this just felt like a let's make Peyton Royce look good match. Which I think works fine, because I thought she looked good here. Aaliyah keeps getting ring time and getting better every time. I like her as a character, but this was quick. Didn't even go 30 minutes. And, hey, heel work.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, what's interesting is, of course, you know, you still have Billy Kay out there kind of helping Peyton Royce along. So, you know, that's ordinary. But like you said, Sean, heel work, there you go. And, you know, Aaliyah is getting all this time that's very valuable to her. So I think, you know, there's nothing super special about this. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is probably the pre-show to take over Orlando.
Yes, this was all the dark matches on
TakeOver. So you still had that crowd that was, you know, getting hot. They were all excited for this. But, you know, it's something that, you know, is good to have all these, you know, individuals on this card, you know, kind of do everything they're doing just like this. And I think it's cool. You know, you get to see them in front of a big crowd and do their thing. So,
yeah, I mean, let's face it. I think Peyton Royce and Billy Kay need a little bit of rehab, make them look strong again after what happened the last takeover and what has happened since in the effort to make Ember and Asuka look as good as possible going into their match at Orlando. So I was totally okay with this.
And Paul, by the way, you tell me all the time, is it, now, sorry, I can't remember, but is it Peyton Royce or Billy? Didn't you tell me that Billy Kay was actually a better face than a heel?
Yes.
Okay, so I saw that because she did that whole heart logo with her hands. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw that and I thought, you know what? She's smiling. She's got the heart thing. I said, now I see it, Paul. I see the face side of Billy Kay. So yeah. I wanted to tell you that. I finally saw it. So I'm glad. Even though she really wasn't the face here. So.
You saw her face.
Well, yeah, I saw the whole heart thing. You said you could kind of get where Paul was coming. Because I told him, I said, man, I think she's a great heel. And he's like, no. She's a better face. I'm like, okay, well, whatever you say, man.
Whatever works for you. So, Heavy Machinery continue to look good as they take on the Bollywood Boys. This was basically another squash for Heavy Machinery. I like their double team moves. They're fun. The boys basically try to do double team moves to Heavy Machinery, and that doesn't work. And, yeah. Heavy Machinery are big dudes, and they win.
Yeah, sure are. Big guys doing big guy things really here, Gary.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny to say this, but, you know, Paul, you just mentioned it about the previous match, how they kind of needed this. I'm not saying the Heavy Machinery just desperately needed this, but I think the more and more they're showing what they can do and the talent these two guys have, sure, they're big men, but they're kind of exciting to watch. They're kind of fun. It's kind of like watching almost a cartoon because they're powerful. They do all these just normal moves, but their energy is so high. And so high energy is a team that I'm looking at, and I'm actually happy for what I'm seeing. Even though they're not just super, you know, doing anything just to wows you out the door, but I still like them a lot.
Yeah, this is one where the packaging really helps these guys look great. Not they're big guys. They do a lot of big things. Like I said, I love them throwing a guy in between them, in between bear hugs. I think that's really cool. And, I mean, they do simple moves, but, you know, because they're so big, it looks painful. Like, their double team finisher is just them doing splashes at the same time. And, I mean, let's face it, you, me, the guy next door, the guy upstairs, they're not kicking out of that.
No. Oh, I love it. Sean, I mean, I got to be honest. I when I see these guys, I often think, you know, okay, so now I get what the 80s was about. Why they love teams like this, you know, because they're so big and powerful and intimidating. But I thoroughly love
them. Yeah, I enjoy them too. They're fun, and I'm sure that they will be the next team that challenges the Authors of Pain, because there's really nobody left. I'm sure they're going to take a little break on DIY. So, and that's fine. You need new challengers. So make them look good, and you have them keep winning like this. They got to get somebody's attention. Authors of, you know, Paul Ellering, speaking of them, Paul Ellering says that nobody's going to stop this team of monsters because it's their destiny to be a dynasty. So that's interesting. Asuka laughs off that there's anyone ready to challenge her because she is still champion. And Bobby Roode says the glorious era will continue because he went out there and won. Drew McIntyre cut the promo that we played on the NXT TakeOver Orlando show, basically that he's here because NXT is the next step in, you know, his going around and being awesome. And he wrestles next week. By the way, I knew who he was wrestling, but I forgot now. And, yeah, so, I mean, that's all your promos, yeah. I guess.
Promos are fine, right? You get the things that you expected to get, right, with Asuka and Bobby Roode, of course. So, I'm okay with it, whatever. Drew McIntyre, I got to remember. It's no longer Galloway. Drew McIntyre is a guy that I think a lot of us are kind of excited about seeing, especially being back in WWE. But the one thing I'll say is I do really enjoy this promo for the reason that he makes NXT feel really important, because he says, I've been all around the world. I've, you know, been champion all over the world, and I still had to come back and do something that was big and the biggest goal with the best talent in the world. And that's win the NXT title. So that's super put over NXT. If you ask me, I thought that was a good job on his part.
Yeah, I mean, if you've watched him anywhere around the world, TNA, Evolve, ICW, wherever you've managed to catch this guy, he's looked impressive no matter where he's gone. He's had great matches no matter where he's gone. One of those guys he's had great matches with in Evolve, Roderick Strong, is already here in NXT. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some of that. And then Asuka, just being Asuka, always will make me happy, so.
Totally down for that. It's going to be exciting to see Drew McIntyre, and they're adding a big level star to NXT, which, of course, they need because they lost a few to SmackDown and a few to Raw, which, you know, they could switch for all we know going into next week. But the last match we got to talk about here is a man that I guess we can talk about this as well, since you guys were not on with me for the 205 Live review, but it seems like Oney Lorcan might have made his debut on 205. Don't know if he's going to be on more, but it's that felt more like he was there to, that's going to be the one guy that we brought in, and you might see him more often, not necessarily just a one-time thing. But here he is wrestling El Vagabundo. And El Vagabundo had a guitar. And he sang a song. And, you know, he's south of the border, if you know what I mean. Somehow, El Vagabundo knows how to speak wonderful English. But Lorcan, he knows what's up. He knows this is the Drifter. But the crowd was not letting him have any of it. They were chanting El Vagabundo. They were... El Vagabundo just says, you know what, screw this, and we're just going to get into this match. And he goes after him. I think he does like a Snapmare and something else. This was a fun match, really. Lorcan winds up winning. And then he rips off Vagabundo's mask, and guess what? It's the Drifter! And the crowd gets to have more fun with this, and the Drifter has to be escorted out of the building because, you know, he's no longer part of NXT. And there you get the female security guard who was also there at WrestleMania, who is so legit for her job. She didn't know that Gronk was supposed to be in that match. So she's so legit. I think she could really carry the Drifter out by herself. She could carry him out of the building. So watch out for her, guys.
Yeah. I love the way too she grabbed his hair and he pulled it down. I thought, man, that's pretty hardcore. I like it. So, one tough cookie, you know, expect her to see debuting next, you know, year sometime at WWE.
Yeah, surprise you know, me. She could be women's wrestler. We don't know.
You really don't. But you know, this was kind of a moment. It was kind of comical. It was, you know, kind of a jokey kind of thing.
Why not? It's right before TakeOver is about to start, right? So
yeah, and this doesn't really change anything in the scheme of anything. It's just it's kind of funny and kind of doing their thing. And I will say this though, the crowd reaction to really being in support of the Drifter kind of threw me off a little bit because I watch wrestling a lot, and I watch the Drifter, and out of most of the wrestlers I ever watch, he's the one guy I really don't care about, and yet that crowd acted like he was a hero. So I think they were trolling, or they were just wanting to be the opposite, because I thought Oney Lorcan's a cool guy. I thought people were getting behind him, but they were not giving him any easy time in this one.
What did you think of it looks like they're not even going to call him up. They're just going to repackage him or something. So.
Well, you know, Oney Lorcan's a guy that I don't know that his package is completely.
Well, I meant the Drifter.
Oh, I mean, really quickly, I'll talk to Drifter too, but I think Oney Lorcan, just by the way, can play NXT and 205. I don't think they have to have him necessarily on just one. But the Drifter, they can repackage him and do whatever, but they've got to do it. I don't see the value in the guy until they do it.
First things first, Rob Gronkowski versus security guard lady, WrestleMania 34, book it. Make it a thing.
You know, I Oney Lorcan showing up makes me really think that maybe we are going to do a stable with Drew Gulak on 205. Because he seems like a perfect fit if we're going to do something like that.
I mean, if you've ever seen him hooked up in Evolve, you know, they're pretty much tailor-made for each other. Former Biff Busick, Oney Lorcan, he's a genius mat wrestler, but he can strike just as well, too. I think he works in the idea if you want to do that with Drew, but I think he still needs some time in NXT to just find a gimmick. Because they haven't really given him anything. I don't want him to be another casualty of, well, let's bring him up and see if he can find something on the main roster, and then they just sort of forget about him because he's too talented for that. And let's be honest, this match here on NXT isn't as fun if the crowd doesn't play along with getting behind El Vagabundo and just having a good time with it, and then suddenly turning on the guy once the mask comes off. Like that was some priceless comedy that you can't buy anywhere else. And owning on 205 is interesting. I agree with Gary. He can work both, as we've seen NXT stars work NXT house or NXT. We've seen 205 Live stars work NXT house shows and the like. So, I think it's an easy crossover, especially because they're pretty much geared towards the same audience.
Well, plus they only tape shows once a month or whatever, so it's not like he just goes down there to wrestle a couple matches and then that's it for NXT. It's not like, you know, he's got to be wrestling there every week or whatever. But, it's always nice to be able to add somebody in there. Still want to know what the hell Grand Metal Leak did to somebody that he hasn't showed up again, or to Jiri. So it's that's really interesting. Both those guys just not on at all. But so that's your NXT for this week. The next week starts the new tapings, which apparently there's a new theme song and a new intro. So to go along
super
with
fancy
new titles and everything.
Truly a new era.
Get ready, Gary, to have to make a new theme.
I know. As soon as that song comes out, we will be doing it. And I just wish they'd release it early. So,
just use Aleister Black's.
I'm game. I just want to use Aleister Black's music just when I walk down the street. I mean, just. I'm tomorrow morning when I go to work, I'm going to shock everybody when I come into that. You know, it's going to be amazing.
Play your own music.
Oh, yeah, I've done it before. I've done it. I've come in with Bailey's music before. As of late, I'm using Alexa Bliss's. I don't know why all the female ones, but I'm using a lot of theirs lately.
Do you come in with the attitude, too?
I try. I try, but the skirt never really fits the attitude. Mm. So it gets a little awkward.
You can wear a kilt. That's okay.
You at least got to get you one of the metal gloves. Those are sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I need to. That's amazing. One of these days.
Gary comes in. Well, hey, it's the new way to groom the dog with this.
Yeah, that's right.
The glove.
The metal glove of doom. That's right. I love it.
It pulls out the hair for me. I don't have to cut it.
Exactly.
And a dog bites you, then no worry. His teeth breaks, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Exactly.
Don't worry. Set. So, who knows? But, I'm excited for this new era of NXT with new music. We know we're going to have a lot more young faces, you know, than we've had in the past. You know, we're getting rid of some of the old, you know, superstars, so this is gonna be cool. I'm really looking forward to what we got going. So, all right, well, we are done with NXT. I appreciate everybody for coming to join us. Don't forget, of course, you know, go check out everything that we have. You can go find everything that we do offer on W2Mnet.com, and as well as you can go, like Sean earlier said, subscribe to the Wrestling to the Max. That gets you all our content on iTunes or wherever you like to find podcasts. Anyway, we will see you guys down the road. Until then, though, if you're not living life to the max.
Yeah, not living life at all.
You know it.
Please.
Wait.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.